Blog Talk Radio.
Pastor Sabrina, and welcome to Miracle Internet Church. Amen. We are a Christian Protestant internet church, and we meet on the internet every Wednesday and every Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time in the United States of America and all around the globe. Amen. We also meet on Sunday. Yeah, it's a big secret. We meet on Sunday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern Time. And it's the local congregation and the internet congregation all at once. And we call it Miracle Internet Church on Sunday. Can you believe it? That's what we do. So, I greet you in the name of the Lord. Amen. And we're so happy that you're here. If you just happen to find us, welcome. We want to invite you to join us in our chat room. We have a wonderful chat room full of wonderful saints who love Jesus Christ. And our chat room is located on our webpage. Our webpage is www.miracleinternetchurch.com. That's miracleinternetchurch.com. Yes. And it's a great church in the kingdom of the Lord. And we're happy that the Lord gathered us all together in the Holy Spirit and in his love. Amen. Amen. You know, Brother Bill is here. Brother Marshall is here. You're here. Jesus is here. The Holy Spirit is here. The Father is here. The angels are here. This is wonderful, absolutely wonderful. And we've been seeking the Lord. Yes, we have. And great things have been happening. Just simply great things have been happening. You see, the Lord loves his people, and he loves to bless his people because he really is in the blessing business. So, I pray that all of you have been enjoying your fast. I've been enjoying mine. And the Lord isn't finished. He has more that he's going to do. He's not through. He's just getting started. So there's more to enjoy. Yes, there's so much more to enjoy. I know that everybody's been enjoying their water, their Holy Communion, their oatmeal, and their soup. Amen. I've been enjoying mine. I hope yours tasted as good as mine. Amen. Praise the Lord. And let me see. There's something else I'm supposed to tell you, but as usual, the Lord will have to bring it back to me. It'll come back. So, for those of you who have never experience Sunday morning with us, we take Holy Communion, the beginning of the broadcast. We repent of our sins and the Lord blesses us. He blesses us. Amen. He blesses and blesses and blesses us, and we are grateful. You know, there are some blessings that when we receive them initially, they don't necessarily feel like blessings to us. But as time goes by, we discover that God was right. Amen? We discover that God was right. We thought that this was not a blessing. It didn't look like what we thought a blessing ought to look like. But you know something? God's never wrong. And it may take us a while to readjust our vision. It may take us a while to readjust our vision. Yes. But when we do, we find out that God was right all along, that he did the thing that was best for us, that he really did move in our behalf, that we were on his mind even when we thought that we weren't. And some of us are going to discover that as we gently exit the fast, not using Grubhub, but gently exiting the fast, we'll discover that some things that the Lord has allowed and some things that the Lord has done was actually for our good. It was for our good. Yes, it was. Amen? You can't always tell at the original presentation, but as you go down the walk of life with Jesus Christ, you look back and say, Lord, you were right all along. I couldn't see it then, but yes, you were right. And yes, this was the best thing for me. So, we learn to thank the Lord even when circumstances do not appear to be to our liking. We thank the Lord. Give him praise. Because sooner or later, we're going to find out just how right he was and how backward we were. Amen? So you see, you may as well get your praise on at the beginning, because you're going to find out a little further up the road that, yes, Jesus is always right. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. So I'm so glad everyone enjoyed their oatmeal. And for those who did not enjoy their oatmeal, perhaps you should ask the Holy Spirit what can do to help you enjoy it. Yes, there is a way to enjoy almost everything in life. Amen? If you ask the Lord, he'll show you. Amen? Amen. Mm-hmm. You too. That's right. You too. There are no exceptions. Amen. Mm-hmm. So change that frowny face into a smiley face. Praise the Lord. Amen. In fact, the Bible says that everything is good with thanksgiving. That's right. So perhaps you didn't thank the Lord quite enough, but you're welcome to pick up where you left off. Amen. We're going to go before the throne of grace. Yes, we are. We're going to go to the throne of grace. And Jesus is going to help us. Yes, he is. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we want to thank you for the blessings of obedience. We want to thank you for the peace that comes with obedience. You know, Lord, true peace of heart and peace of mind comes when we obey your holy word. It just comes in and just completely envelops us when we obey your holy word. When we do the things, Lord, that you're desiring for us to do, when we do the things that you're telling us to do, we become the most joyful people on earth, Lord. That's right. And we thank you for that. You see, the Lord loves us, and your words to us bring us strength and power and grace and love and joy and peace and happiness. Amen. Whenever we obey you, our joy level jumps. And whenever we disappoint ourselves and disobey, well, it's not so. The Bible helps us to understand that it really is better to obey you than to attempt to offer you sacrifices instead. It really is better to obey you than to give you excuses or reasons that we thought we didn't think we needed to do what you were telling us to do. Yes, the Bible says that we can't even say we know you, Lord, if we don't obey your commandments. The Bible calls us a liar and says that there's no truth in us at all. But, Lord, we have determined that we will obey you no matter the cost. We will humble ourselves even when it doesn't feel good to us. We will humble ourselves and obey you in reverence. Yes, we will honor you because you are God. Many people think that they can disregard, disobey, and rebel against your laws and commandments and statutes without reaping any consequences or after effects. But they are so wrong. Much unhappiness and tension and death results from disregarding, disobeying, rejecting, and rebelling from the instructions that you give us. But Lord, we're of those that have come to learn that it's far, far, far better to humble ourselves and to obey you. Mostly, many of the difficulties that Christians experience come from their own disobedience. So, Father, we ask your forgiveness, and we have determined to forsake our wrongdoing and wickednesses, and we intend to bring into captivity every single thought to the obedience of Christ by your grace. We are determined that we will obey the voice of the Lord our God, that it might be well with us, and that your blessings will be upon us, that our lot will fall into pleasant places. You are the author of salvation, Lord, to all who choose to obey you. There is no peace to the wicked, Lord, but we know that you are the Prince of Peace and that we many times have allowed the enemy to rob us of your precious peace. Lord, help us to keep our minds stayed on you. Help us to remain trusting in you, because you will keep us in your perfect peace as we walk in obedience and reverence to you. We want to thank you, Lord, for this fact. We want to thank you for everyone who chose to participate. We want to thank you, Lord, for all who found it in their time and in their heart to recast each of the four broadcasts, one for each day, and receive the blessing that you gave when we obeyed you, Lord. Yes, there were blessings and more blessings to receive when we obeyed you, Lord. Father, we thank you that you heard us speedily. You didn't hide your face from us. You caused us to hear your loving kindness in the morning. You caused us to grow in trust. You showed us how to walk, where to walk. You received us when we came to lift up our souls to you. You delivered us from our enemies. You caused us to hide in you. You've been teaching us to do your will because you're our God, and you lead us in the land of uprightness. You've been teaching us, Lord, not to lean to our own understanding, but to come to you so you can direct our path, and not to think we're so smart, but to reverence you and to depart from evil. You've been calling us out of our fear, out of our oppression, out of our depression. You've been calling us out of our past, out of places we've hidden, and places where we've been stuck. You've been calling us into your love and fellowship. And so we continually cast all of our cares upon us because you care for us. We thank you for giving us the opportunity to walk in divine health because you heal all our diseases, and by your stripes we have been healed. We want to thank you, Father. And Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from our position seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, we bind Satan the strong man, our enemy, all his evil angels, evil spirits, demonic agents, underlings, timings, maneuvers, devices, plans, orders. We cancel all demonic assignments and satanic agendas against the righteous in the name of Jesus Christ. We want to thank you, Lord. We take the territory from Satan in Jesus' name. Yes, we do. We bind every form of godliness which denies the power of Jesus Christ. We come, and Father, we repent for all the times that we have not fully believed in your power. We close and seal all portals, all channels, all open doors of access to the enemy in Jesus' name. We pull down all demonic thrones. We bind the wicked principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, and all spiritual wickedness in high places. We release the all-consuming fire of God on every ley line, every cord, every garland, all of them. We bind the demons and the workers of darkness in the heavenlies, in the bush, and in the deep. We bind rape and murder to its strong man and dethrone them all, chaining them all in eternal chains and darkness, placing them in the of the Holy Spirit. We bind the sources of all witchcraft attacks, and we return the attacks onto the heads of the devils that bring them to cling to them for eternity. We bind all trafficking demons, reporters, watchers, listeners, peeps, whisperers, spy devils, familiar devils, electronic technology devils, digital demons, and their attacks, and we return their attacks in Jesus' name. We bind all electromagnetic attacks, all smart technology and particle attacks, all techno-paganism, and all mind control by the occult. We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, we bind you in Jesus' holy name. We want to thank you, Lord, that you have not forgotten us. Not at all. We are ever present on your mind, and your eyes are always upon us, Lord, always upon us. We bind Leviathan spirits and their attacks, Kundalini spirits, their attacks, water and marine spirits, all their attacks, sex devils and their attacks, all unclean spirits and their attacks, all passive devils and their attacks, sorcery devils and their attacks, all pain afflicting spirits, sleep deprivation spirits, artificial intelligence, smart dust, drone spirits, seducing and womanizing spirits. We bind you all in the name of Jesus. We bind up the Havana syndrome, its brain changes and injuries. We bind all remote viewing, all sonic and audio weapons. We bind all debilitating sonic frequencies and their attacks in Jesus' name. We bind the works of every druid in Jesus' holy name. All whoredom spirits, all their attacks, the voices of the stranger, their attacks, hypnotic and trance devils, their attacks, mystic rituals, and their intent. We bind you and we return you from whence you came in Jesus' name. All targeted radio frequency, all pulse weapons and their attacks, microwave attacks, all EMF attacks, we send it all back in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind every spirit that comes through every portal of the computers, the cell phones, all electronic and technological devices. We bind you in the name of Jesus. We bind those spirits that come through those portals that bring us under subjection of their mind control. Oh, we throw it off now in Jesus' holy name. We return it from whence it came in Jesus' holy name. We thank you, Father, that you've taught us these things. We overturn and empty our cauldrons and chalices upon the heads of the conjurers and the magicians. We bind every order of magic and mystic art. And we take authority and dominion and power over every order, type, and rank of mind control over God's people in the name of Jesus. We strip it off, and we return it from whence it came in Jesus' name. We strip it off, and we return it from whence it came in Jesus' name. We strip it off, and we return it from whence it came in the name of Jesus. It's not ours. Our Heavenly Father didn't bless us with it. And so we reject it in Jesus' name. We reject it and we send it back in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Father, that we are always on your mind and always on your thoughts. We bind 5G and all components. And we overturn and empty all the cauldrons and chalices upon the heads of the conjurers and the magicians. We bind Buddhist black magic, Santeria, Kabbalah, Egyptian, Chaldean magic, Hindu, Indian, African, European, Celtic, American, Canadian, and wherever else, Australian. We bind every type of magic and mystic art. All voodoo, all hoodoo, all occult, all new age plans and programs, all movements that are not founded and birthed in Jesus Christ. We bind you and we chain you with eternal chains under darkness in Jesus' name. We bind all devils that move through music. Holy fire to destroy you now in Jesus' name. All those devils that move through music, that make music a vehicle to find their way into the lives of human beings, we bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. We cast you out in Jesus' name. We send you bound into the spiritual cage and to the feet of Jesus for judgment. Come up and out. Come up and out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come up and out of God's people. You have no right. You're an invader. You're an intruder. You're a thief. You're a liar. And we bind you in the name of Jesus. We mute your mouth with the blood of Jesus Christ. We gag you with the blood of Jesus Christ. We bind all Morgellons attacks and we return every attack to the senders. We bind the culture of corruption worldwide. We bind all free-flying devils and all evil spirits which take animal forms, all shape-shifting spirits. We bind every devil responsible for the dominion of sin in every culture. We bind impulsivity, inattention, racing mind, hyperactivity, and a lack of patience. We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind the prince of the power of the air, and we return his powers to Jesus Christ. We bind the power of the dog. We bind the Mandela effect. We bind every abomination that's been committed. We bind the Lord of the flies and his agents, and we place them under the feet of the Lord Jesus. We bind all satanic ritual abuse and satanic worship and witchcraft dedications. We bind the worship of music in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind the idol of music in the name of Jesus Christ. And we bind witchcraft worship via the idol of music in Jesus' holy name. We bind all formations of bull flies and insects. We bind all spiders in their webs. We bind the gods of the people of the land and the gods of the grove and every spirit that exalts science, logic, human reasoning, demonic knowledge against the knowledge of God and makes man wise in his own eyes. You are bound in Jesus' name. We bind the transference of evil spirits, mammon and his agents, demons sent forth to intimidate, harass, manipulate, lie against, mock, wear down, infect, destroy, spy, sabotage, hinder, besmirch, block, distract, confuse, pervert, stifle, curse, expose, stop. We bind all spirits of infirmity and supplanting, defile, corrupt, undermine, despise, assassinate, divide, confound, attack, reproach, and reduce the effect of the righteous in Jesus' name. We return and loose these attacks to the senders according to the covenant. We bind the bondage of generations of fools and the spirit of the fool, the words of the fool, the anger of the fool, and we bind the carnal mind in the name of Jesus. We bind vampire spirits, voodoo, hoodoo, ancient arts, mystic rituals, devils attending, the New World Order, New Age movements, the spirits and works of the oppressors, the spirit and the children of disobedience, false religions, numerology, horoscopes, martial arts, yoga, transcendental meditation, antichrist ideologies and doctrines, Ahab and Jezebelic practices, lewdness, perversions, the outworking of vain deceit, death spirits, spirits of destruction, chaos, and mayhem, oppression, depression, anarchy, premonition, clairvoyance, ESP, telepathy, psychokinesis, BioPK, out-of-body experiences, reincarnation, haunting, poltergeist, astral travel, psychic healing, demonic meditation, spirit guides, and defilement by wizards. We bind you all in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind you all in Jesus' holy name. We bind the king of pride. We bind him and we strip him of his kingdom in Jesus' name. We bind all of his agents and we bind every manifestation that he has left in our lives in Jesus' name. We bind all demonic blood, sexual, financial, animals, fecal, and soulish sacrifices. And we return their wickedness back where it came from in Jesus' name. We bind all devils attached to idols and any idolatry. We bind every form of rebellion, idolatry, root work, mind control, nature worship, deception, scoffing, error, worldly indoctrination, military spirits, rioting, abuse, trolls, fear, combative jealousy, fleshly ambition, the culture of corruption, weariness, betrayal, temptation to sin. We bind Belial, Beelzebub, Baal, Moloch, Basilic, Python, Baphomet and his 72, Neptune, Atlas, Mammon, Apollyon, and Zeus in the name of Jesus. We undo the works of all demonic weapons, fireballs, poisons, voodoo pins and dolls, hot and cold spots, colds and triggers, tumors, and we return their afflictions to the worker of witchcraft and their pagan sources. With the power in the name of Jesus Christ, we break the powers of every Masonic ritual in Jesus' name, every ceremony, all of the elements, all of the prayers, every ritual in the name of Jesus. And we declare that it shall have no power in our lives in Jesus' name. We bind every spirit that was familiar to the Laodiceans. We bind the pride and foolishness of our own opinions, and we return and loose all the retaliations of the enemy upon his own head according to the scriptures. We bind all traditions and customs rooted in sin. We denounce and renounce them all and loose ourselves from them. We bind the gang stalkers and their fear, harassments, witchcraft, and mind control, and we send it back on their own heads in Jesus' name. We bind the spirit of slumber. We thank you, Father, that you've given us power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm us. We rejoice with you that our names are written in heaven. We bind every spirit that denies the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ and his blood atonement on the cross of Calvary. Father, we ask for eyes to see, ears to hear, hearts to believe, and minds to receive what the Spirit of God says to the church. Lord, we've come to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free and to break every yoke and chain, and to call for justice and plead for truth. Lord, develop in us a love for the truth. Lead us into truth. Your word is truth. Make us to know the truth, and your truth will make us free. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Lord, we've come to celebrate the scriptures with you, and to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. We will not turn back from pursuing the enemy until the Godhead does. The Lord Jesus Christ is our commander-in-chief, in whom we reverently serve and obey. Father, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem, for kings, for all who are in authority, and all true Christians. Though we walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive us. You will stretch forth your hand against the wrath of our enemies, and your right hand shall save us. Father, we particularly lift up to you every Christian that's being persecuted, whether here where we are or in Afghanistan or in Haiti or wherever they may be, Lord. We lift them up to you. We release the blood of Jesus over them. We release your holy word over them. And we ask you, Father, to protect them and cover them, for they are yours in Jesus' name. We disconnect ourselves from every spirit that attempted to follow us from anywhere that we went today or during the week in Jesus' name. We bind you. You don't have any business following us. Amen? In the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, for covering us as we slept in the night. We forbid bad dreams. We forbid demons of the night to attack us. We forbid nightmares and sex dreams or anyone or anything trying to get in our dreams. We forbid them to attempt to feed us anything in our dreams. We don't eat in our dreams. No, we bind that in Jesus' name. We thank you for the warring angels, Father, that protect us. And we thank you for your fiery wall that surrounds us. We thank you for covering us, Lord, in the blood of Jesus Christ. We thank you for it. We thank you for the wall of fire that surrounds us from Zechariah with your glory in the midst. We thank you for your warring, linking angels that surround us and your praising angels that cover us, Father. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you for the healings that we've received while we were on this fast, Father. Some of them we haven't discovered yet. Others we can tell immediately. We thank you and we give you praise for your holy work in our lives. And we sever from ourselves all ungodly soul ties, cords, ley lines, garlands, attachments, covenants, agreements, oaths, leagues, pacts, vows, pledges, every form of agreement with the demonic realm. We destroy, pull down all walls of protection around shamans, Satanists, wizards, warlocks, and witches, divinators, evil persons in Jesus' name. And we break the power of love spells, vexes, hexes, curses, psychic prayers, fetishes, charms, any kind of spell voodoo, hoodoo, magic, sorcery, all mind control, all the bewitchments, all the potions, all the jinxes, death, torment, all the psychic warfare, all the psychic powers sent against us, all the incense, all the candle burnings, every chanting, all the incantations, all the root work, all wickedness being sent against your people, we bind it in the name of Jesus Christ, including tribal rituals and sin, and we cut ourselves free, and we walk in the liberty that you have given us, Lord Jesus. We cling to you, Lord. We love you. We honor you, and we give you praise in the name of Jesus Christ. No satanic ritual has any authority in our lives in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray for the blind because we believe your word. We pray for people's eyes as well. So, Father, we lift up all the eyes in the ministry, even the eyes of a dog. We ask you, Father, to heal the dog in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Lord, to touch the dog's eye in the name of Jesus, just as you are touching all of our eyes, our natural eyes and our spiritual eyes. Proved vision, tremendously, exceedingly, above all that we ask or think, and we give you praise. We thank you, Father, as we request the salvation of VM. We thank you, Lord, for the salvation of those who are actually working on our behalf but have not come into true salvation in Jesus' name. We ask for their souls, you said, to ask you for the he's as an inheritance, and you'd give it. So, Father, we're asking. We ask that you reveal yourself to that person in hospice, Father, that you reveal yourself to that person that they're about to shut off the breathing machine, that you reveal yourself to those persons that are about to transition from this world into the next life. We ask you, Lord, to reveal yourself to people even while we're at the Thanksgiving dinner table, that they will finally get it in Jesus' name. We give you praise, Lord. We want to thank you, and we want to request, Father, that you use this holiday season to your glory, that you order it according to your will, your purposes, your plan, that although people may think that they have made their own plans and they have their own ideas, yet you will intervene, and you will see to it that souls are saved, that the backslidden come back to you, that those who need to be healed are healed, and such as should be saved are saved. We want to thank you, Father. We offer this holiday season to you. Yes, holidays are supposed to be holy days. And so, Lord, we ask that you bless them so that they will be holy days in our lives and in the lives of all that we touch in the name of Jesus. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. And we thank you for hearing and receiving our prayers, Father. Thank you for the answers. Thank you for the solutions. Thank you for the outworking of your will in our lives and in the lives of our loved ones and all that we care about. In Jesus' holy name, Amen, amen, amen. Everybody said amen. The body of Christ said amen. Praise God. Well, saints, our featured psalm for this evening's worship service is Psalm 59, Psalm 59. And our verse for meditation comes from the book of Psalms as well. Psalm 63, verse 9. Praise the Lord. Amen. Our featured ebook is Battlefield Prayer Warriors Bible Study. That's Battlefield Prayer Warriors Bible Study. You can't be a prayer warrior if you keep running away from the battlefield, says the Lord. You must come out on the battlefield because that's where the battle is. Amen. You can't hide in a closet. Amen. You can't hide under a rock that's not Jesus. No, when it's time to do battle, you have to come on to the battlefield. Praise the Lord. Our guest call-in number is area code 319-527-6235 and press 1. That's right. Press 1. Amen. Praise the Lord. So tonight we're going to talk about a very interesting topic, POA. That's what we're going to talk about. Saints, I greet you in the name that is above every name, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. In the power and authority of the name of Jesus Christ, we have been delegated all that we need to drive the forces of Satan out of our lives. I'll say that again. In the power and authority of the name of Jesus Christ, we have been delegated all that we need to drive the forces of Satan out of our lives. The all-powerful name of Jesus Christ legally belongs to the body of Christ. But until the church stands up with a fuller revelation of the power that is in Jesus' name, the body of Christ will not be able to operate in all of the power that our God intended for us. Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ has given to the body of Christ the POA, the power of attorney, the legal authority to use his name to take authority over Satan and his works. That's right. Jesus Christ restored dominion of the earth to us and gave us his name and all the power and authority of that name. And in that name, we release the healing virtues of the Lord Jesus Christ wherever it is needed now in Jesus' name. Jesus Christ restored dominion of the earth to us and gave to us his name and all of the power and authority of that name. Jesus Christ dethroned Satan, so to speak, and stripped him of the powers that he held over people. As a result, we are to reign in this life. We are to reign in this life through Jesus Christ. We are to reign in this life through Jesus Christ. You see, saints, we are not a third-class group of citizens on the earth. We are a kingdom of priests unto God. We are kings and priests in God's eye. That's what we are. It doesn't matter what you feel. What matters is what the truth is. You see, too many people live their lives out of their feelings. But you see, believers don't do that. Believers walk by faith. Believers in the Lord Jesus Christ live their lives out of the faith of the Son of God through obeying the Holy Scriptures. We put away living our lives carnally through our feelings and our thoughts. That's the carnal life. We lay that aside for the life that's in Jesus Christ our Lord. We don't let our feelings dictate to us. We don't let our thoughts dictate to us. We allow the Word of God through us, through the power of the Holy Spirit, to dictate to our thoughts and dictate to our feelings. Our feelings and our thoughts do not rule us, and our feelings and our thoughts should never be allowed to reign over us. We have but one Lord, and we need to bow before him. Amen. In Revelation chapter 1, beginning with verse 5, in Revelation chapter 1, beginning with verse 5, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Lord Jesus. We bless your holy name. We bless your holy name. Unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Behold, he cometh with the clouds, and every eye shall see him, and they also which pierced him, and all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. Even so, amen. Revelation chapter 5, beginning with verse 9. Revelation chapter 5, beginning with verse 9. And they sung a new song, saying, thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, and has made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. And I beheld, and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne, and the beast and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands. So you see, God's kingdom is vast and expansive and enormous and beyond anything that we have ever seen or thought of or imagined. How could we think that he is powerless and that his name carries no weight? How could we think such? Revelation chapter 20, verse 6. Revelation chapter 20, verse 6. Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such the second death hath no power. But they shall be of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. I hope you're planning to be there. I really do. I hope you're planning on sticking with Jesus Christ to the very end. I hope you're not one of those who's decided, well, I don't know if I can make it all the way. I hope you're not one of them. I hope you're not. Come and join us. Join us that are going all the way to the end with the Lord Jesus Christ. You'll never regret it. Not a day. Never a moment. You know, I've been there when people have transitioned from this life to the next. And I've never yet heard of one that was sorry that they became a Christian. In Romans chapter 5, beginning with verse 14, we have a scene that we need to see, that we need to view. We need to watch this as it unfolds. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over them that had not sinned after the similitude of Adam's transgression, who is the figure of him that was to come. But not as the offense, so also is the free gift. For if through the offense of one many be dead, much more the grace of God and the gift by grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, hath abounded unto many. Verse 17. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which received abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one Jesus Christ. Yes, the sin of Adam caused death to rule over all. But all those who will take God's gift of forgiveness and acquittal are kings of life because of Jesus Christ. Adam passed on to us sin and rebellion to God because he sinned and rebelled against God. But Jesus Christ, also referred to as the second Adam, gave us righteousness and caused us to be acceptable to God because he obeyed the Father unto death. Jesus has promised that the church and those who overcome will one day rule and reign on earth with him for 1,000 years. 1,000 years. None of us have lived that long. 1,000 years. But even today, we can rule and reign with him by our POA, the power and authority of his name. In Revelation chapter 20, beginning with verse 1, Revelation chapter 20, beginning with verse 1, and I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years. and cast him into the bottomless pit and shut him up and set a seal upon him that he should deceive the nations no more till the 1,000 years should be fulfilled. And after that, he must be loosed a little season. And I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. 1,000 years, saints. 1,000 years. Yes. At present, the Lord Jesus Christ is seated on the throne at the right hand of the Father. In Acts chapter 2, David explains this to us somewhat, beginning at verse 34, to beginning at verse 34. But he saith himself, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou on my right hand until I make thy foes thy footstool. So you see, saints, God has a plan at all times, and he is working his plan. The martyr Stephen gave testimony to this in Acts chapter 7, beginning with verse 55. Chapter 7, beginning with verse 55. But he, speaking of Stephen, being full of the Holy Ghost, looked up steadfastly unto heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing on the right hand of God and said, behold, I see the heavens opened and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God. Then they cried out with a loud voice and stopped their ears and ran upon him with one accord and cast him out of the city and stoned him. And the witnesses laid down their clothes at a young man's feet, whose name was Saul. And they stoned Stephen, calling upon God, saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. So you see, saints, Stephen was a martyr, and he followed Jesus all the way into death and beyond. And as he was being stoned, as they were taking him out of the city so that they could stone him to death for telling them the truth of the gospel, he looked up and saw the glory of God and Jesus Christ standing on the right hand of God, waiting to receive him. Yes, Jesus is seated on the right hand of God. The Lord Jesus is seated on the throne of heaven, reigning, ruling, possessing all power, all authority, all dominion, in heaven, in earth, in hell, and in all that is beneath the earth. Yes, our Lord Jesus is on his throne while we are here on earth, having the authority to use the power of his name, the name that is above every name. In Philippians chapter 2, beginning with verse 5, Philippians in the New Testament, chapter 2, beginning with verse 5, Let this mind be in you. Obviously, that's not the same mind that you've been doing everything else with. So, let's allow this to happen. Let's let this mind be in us, which is also in Christ Jesus. That's right. You have a right to choose the mind of Christ. You have a right to operate in the mind of Christ, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, see, Jesus came as a man. As a man. That's right. As a man. A human. A male human. He humbled himself and became obedient unto death. He humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. This is the example that we are to follow, saints. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. This is what Jesus did. He humbled himself. The focus of our fast has been to humble ourselves even more. We're to be humbling ourselves before the throne of God. Yes, this is how this happened. Jesus Christ, as a human being on earth, humbled himself and obeyed our heavenly Father unto death. Maximum humility. Maximum obedience. Then the Father exalted him for his humility and obedience and gave him the most powerful name. In Matthew chapter 28, verse 18, Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, he was talking to the disciples, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. All power, not some power, not a trickle of power, not a little bit of power, not some power, not average power, not regular power, not souped up power, all power. It makes a difference, saints. It makes a difference when you believe it. Jesus told the disciples this as he was about to ascend and return to heaven. As the body of Christ, the Lord Jesus has delegated to us, has authorized us to act as his ambassadors and representatives on the earth by exercising the power in his name. That's right. That's what we're supposed to be doing. All over Scripture, that's what we are as New Testament believers to be doing. Many saints act as though in the name of Jesus is just a catchphrase appointed to our prayers. But, oh, they are so far from the reality of truth. In the name of Jesus is designated only for the use of the church. It is using the official signature of the Lord Jesus Christ. No, it is not a catchphrase at all. You know, in our culture, we have these phrases that are supposed to do whatever it is they're supposed to do. And some of us have slipped into that same mindset, the mindset of catchphrases. And so when we use, those of us who have slipped into this place, the name of Jesus, we don't get as much as we're supposed to get because we've slipped into that mindset of the catchphrase. But this is not a catchphrase. No, not at all. It's a holy signature. It's not a catchphrase. You see, the use of the name of Jesus by the body of Christ is highly recognized and submitted to in the heavens, on earth, in hell, and beneath the earth. I'll say that again. The use of the name of Jesus by the body of Christ is highly recognized and submitted to in the heavens, on earth, in hell, and beneath the earth. The saints have not fully understood this. The name of Jesus has more power than any other name ever. We are not, as the body of Christ, waiting to receive this inheritance. We have already obtained it in Jesus Christ. We have already obtained it in Jesus Christ. In Ephesians chapter 1, verse 11, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 11, in whom, speaking of Jesus Christ, also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will, that we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ. We have an inheritance. Why? Because the Father had already predetermined and predestined that all those who would receive Jesus Christ would obtain this inheritance to the praise of his glory, because we have trusted in Jesus Christ. Trust in Jesus Christ is important. It's extremely important when you use his holy name. Saints, the very same power that raised Jesus from the grave lives in each of us and has lifted us out of Satan's dominion, out of the territory where Satan is the ruler. That's right. This has happened. Amen? This has happened. And that same power has lifted us up to where Jesus is now seated and ruled, so that in Jesus Christ we are seated with him. And where is he, where this place is, where we are seated with him? far above all principality, far above all other powers, far above all might, far above all dominion or territories of rulership, far above every name that is named, not just in this world where we live now, but also in all that is to come. We are seated with him far above all principalities, far above all other powers, far above all might, all dominions, all territories of rulership, far above every name that is named, not just in this world where we live now, but also in all that is to come. That's what Ephesians chapter 1, verses 20 to 21 tells us, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. That's what he's saying to us, saints. But you have to believe him. The Lord Jesus Christ has appointed the body of Christ as his ambassadors and representatives in the earth with the legal right and authority to use the name that is above every name in any space or sphere to bring about his will on the earth while being seated with him in heavenly places. The Lord says to say that again, so I will. The Lord Jesus Christ has appointed the body of Christ as his ambassadors and representatives on the earth with the legal right and authority to use the name that is above every name in any space or sphere to bring about his will on the earth while being seated with him in heavenly places. Yes, saints, this is a lot to take in. Jesus has given to the body of Christ his POA, his power of authority, to act on his behalf to see that his will is done on earth as in heaven. You see, saints, enemy operates illegally. Our Lord Jesus Christ has already defeated him and stripped him of his power over us. In Colossians, the book of Colossians in the New Testament, Ephesians, Philippians, then Colossians. Colossians chapter 2, beginning with verse 13. And you, that's right, not somebody else, you, being dead in your sin and the uncircumcision of your flesh, hath he quickened or made alive together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross, and having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Well, what was that you said? All right. You see, while we were still in much sin, doing our sinful desires, Jesus had died for us and forgave all our sins. Jesus removed all the charges that had been written against us. Yes, there were charges against us. That's right. And these charges could be proved by our evil lifestyle. There were charges against us before the throne of God. Like when you go to court and there are charges against you. There were charges against us, each of us. And he took these writings, which should have doomed each of us to hell for all of eternity. You see, the wages of sin really is death. He took these charges, Jesus took these charges and nailed them to his cross. And thereby, by doing that, destroying the powers of all the charges which were against us. This is how God removed Satan's power to accuse us. And the Father openly put on display to the entire universe Jesus' victory on the cross, where our sins were taken out of the way. When we understand all that Jesus has done for us, we will, with great humility and reverence, choose to obey him. We have been given, through his great sacrifice, power over all the power of the enemy. We have been given, through his great sacrifice, power over all the power of the enemy. Many of the saints have failed to properly exercise the authority that legally belongs to us in Jesus' name. So the enemy has continued to attack us, even with every form of sickness, every form of disease, and every plague. How sad. How very, very, very sad. Saints, we've allowed Satan to invade too much territory. We are wrong if we continue to sit back and allow Satan to operate control of our governments through ungodly leaders. We are wrong if we continue to allow Satan to operate control of our school systems and the minds and hearts of our young people. The Bible says children are a heritage to the Lord. We are wrong if we allow Satan's agent to dictate to us to defile our bodies while we still name the name of Jesus. We are wrong if we cringe in fear when we should be standing in faith. We are wrong for allowing the entertainment industry to gain control of our minds. We are to operate in the mind of Christ. We are wrong if we stand there and watch things happen that we know are wrong, that we know for certain are against the will of God, and we never opened our mouth, never say a word to even bind what's going on in the name of Jesus Christ, saints, we are wrong. We go through life from place to place, from time to time, being a part of what is called life on earth. And we know of and hear of and experience and witness many, 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 many crimes and felonies against the Lord Jesus Christ. And we stand there with our lips shut. We don't say one blessed word. We just stand there with our lips glued together. When we are the one, as the ambassadors and representatives of Jesus Christ, who are designated to open our mouths, release the will of God in the name of Jesus Christ. Saints, we're wrong. We are very wrong. And we will give an account before the throne of God for such. Yes, we will. A power of attorney, a POA, is a legal instrument which authorizes or gives the person the legal power to act as the agent of the one who grants the power of attorney. A POA, or power of attorney, legally appoints an individual to act in another's name and place. Yes, and it works. It gives that individual who has been appointed full power and authority over all personal property and interests which belong to the one who is granting the power of attorney. It is so. Yes, that's what a POA does. And we have been given a POA from Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, the ruler of the universe. You know, I believe you'll need to recast this broadcast. It's going to take a while for this to truly sink in. So we have been going through life, and especially after we became Christians, with the power of attorney in our disposal to speak forth words of life, to speak forth words of truth that bring forth the will of our Heavenly Father on the earth. Remember, God spoke and it was. We're supposed to speak too. And we're supposed to speak in the name of Jesus Christ. You see, the devil can't shut our mouths. That's something we have done. But repentance, of course, is still available. We need to open our mouth. Some of us have finally decided that we'll go up in the Global Prayer Warriors prayer room and record what our mouths have to say in the name of Jesus Christ. Well, praise the Lord for those who have decided. What about the rest? What about you? What about you? Are you coming up with everything that you ought to bring before the body of Christ for agreement and placing it in the Global Prayer Warriors prayer room? I think not. Well, I don't know how to phrase it or how to say it. The Holy Spirit will help you. He's your teacher. Did you ask him? Did you? Are you just sitting there thinking to yourself, all of this power, all of this delegation of authority, yet you sit there with your mouth closed? Is that the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you? Is it? So, saints, how are we going to rule and reign in this life with Jesus Christ? Perhaps you should ponder that for a while. Perhaps you should think about it. How are we going to rule and reign in this life with Jesus Christ? How do we do this? How are we going to fulfill God's will on the earth? Well, first of all, we've got to believe some things. You know, we've been talking about believing the truth lately. And the truth is, there is not salvation in any other name. There is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. And that salvation is not limited to finally asking Jesus to come live in our hearts and be our Savior and Lord. No, that opens the door to everything. Everything. Repenting of our sins opens doors, right doors, good doors. Saints, we must learn how to properly exercise our POA. We must learn to properly exercise our power of attorney. The legal right to use the name of Jesus to the glory of our Heavenly Father. Yes, Jesus did not leave us without the needed support to do the work we've been called to do. He gave us his POA, his power of attorney, that our Heavenly Father may be glorified on the earth, that his will be done on earth just as it is in heaven. Amen. I hope that you will decide to recast this broadcast and to learn along with the rest of us how to properly use your POA. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Brother Bill, do you happen to have a testimony?
Oh, Pastor, I have a bunch of them for a Friday. Praise you, Lord Jesus. This fast made a difference. And here's my favorite one. This is from Gladys. She says, I wanted to tell you, Pastor Sabrina, Brother Bill, Mila, and Brother Marshall, I love you all so much. I'm so thankful God brought me to Miracle Internet Church, where the true Jesus Christ resides. This fast has been intense. The Lord has been delivering me of so much unwanted fear and rejection. He had me write a list of every trauma, wound, and fear that has attacked me all my life. He told me to find the scripture for each one of them right as I wrote the list and go into warring. My list was very long, so I know it will be a process. Thank you very much. After listening to the sermons, especially the one about the mind, I participated in the deliverance and feel more alert in my mind and more at peace. I hear the voice of God better now. I just love God's goodness and mercy and the fact that he loves us so much and chose us before the foundation of the world to be his children. Praise God. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. See the difference? She visited us here. She got the curses broken, got baptized, and look how the Lord is working with her. Look how much she's improving. Praise you for that, Lord Jesus. I praise you. Tammy has a praise report. A week or so ago, I placed a prayer request about a pea-sized lump under my left arm, and in a week's time, it completely disappeared. Thank you, Lord. We praise you, Lord, for that miracle. We just praise you, praise you, praise you, Lord Jesus. We know it was you. Oh, Sam Owens has a praise report. I had some vascular surgery success. Praise God, praise God. Praise you, Lord. You have really been helping him over the years. We praise you for that. Yeah. And Amore has a praise you, Lord. Yes, that is great to see him improving. Praise you, Lord. You're right, Pastor Sabrina. That is a wow. And we have a praise report from Amore. The job that I have interviewed for today plans to move forward in the process of hiring me. Thank you, Lord. And we praise you, Lord, for the promotion. We just give you praise, Lord. Praise you, Lord. NK has a praise report. In a dream 2 nights ago, my hair was longer than it's been in all my dreams. There's still a ways to go taking back my territory for Jesus, but that's evidence that I'm getting stronger and demonic influence is waning. I've learned a lot about the significance of hair and how the marine kingdom wants it to be short from a teaching of Dr. Pat's sermons page. Now, saints, we also have sermons on Dr. Page and Dr. Pat's page, and they'll help you too. Just let the Holy Ghost guide you along with all those archived messages. You have more than you need here. You have more than you will get in any seminary, I guarantee you. And we just praise you, Lord Jesus, for everything you've done for us and how you've made it so easy for us. If we'll just take the first step, that's all you got to do, saints. Take the first step. AK has a praise report. Earlier this morning, halfway through the appointed sermon for today, I found myself needing to go use the bathroom. I threw up and received deliverance from mind blinding and schizophrenia. It was amazing how God blessed me because the sermon was about the exact reason I was going to call in last night. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. And AK also has another praise report. Before I went walking, my dog, my mom, and I both did spiritual warfare. However, I had a grudge against myself because I had been maltreating my dog. This left the door open by a demonic squirrel throwing weird greenish nuts. One of the nuts hit me on the head. Instead of doing warfare, I cursed the squirrel out loud. Upon reentering my home, I turned around too quickly and closed the door. My pocket knife fell out of my pocket and hit the dog in the head. And she got so upset with that she started humping me. I cursed at her. When I went in my bedroom where my mom was, I couldn't do the simple two things she asked me to do. Instead, I allowed my mind to go elsewhere. That turned me into being nasty to her, which turned into an argument. She told me to go outside and pray about the squirrel and then reconcile with my dog. I finally formed a friendly relationship with my dog. Thank God I got deliverance so I could see this, effectively deal with it. Praise you, Lord, for that. Praise you, Lord. You're helping us even when we screw up, Lord. You're right there to help us, Lord Jesus. And you're helping this child overcome everything. We praise you for that, Lord. Praise you, praise you, praise you. And Justin says, I won a $250 gift card from a station in Macon today. Thank you, Lord, for the blessing. We praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord, for that radio station. Praise you, Lord. And Sharon has a praise report. Yesterday I was raking leaves and the Lord sent me a song. It was an introductory song that Dr. Pat sings before Pastor Sabrina gets on the air on MIC. The lyrics towards the end that says, I will meet all your needs. Start singing inside me. I know God will meet all my needs in his word. He tells me so. I couldn't understand why God was reminding me of this, but today my household had a very big blessing because I was not expecting anything. I just smiled real big and the blessing was flowing and said, yes, Lord, you meet all my needs. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord, for that. We praise you, Lord. Praise you, praise you, praise you, Lord Jesus. And KK has a wonderful praise report. My boss was in town this week so he could join me on meetings with clients. After 3 days of meetings together, I was driving him to the airport for his flight home, and during the car ride, he asked me, what is your religious affiliation? If you don't mind me asking, that opened the door for me to give my testimony. I didn't censor myself like I have in the past, especially at work. I didn't think about what I would say before I would say it like I have in the past. I just let the Holy Ghost give me the words, and it went great. See, that's the key, saints. When you yield yourself to the Holy Spirit, he will use you, and you'll always be a success. Praise you, Lord, for that wonderful praise report. Praise you, Lord. NK says, praise every time my husband goes to a work meeting, swimming, or anywhere, I pray. The prayers are generally the same, but sometimes the Holy Spirit will add unusual things. The other morning, I prayed for his relationship with people at swimming. Well, a man at swimming took KK's equipment and replaced it with his own broken-down item. KK handled this unexpected theft, and the man's lying about it. It simply and successfully, the man returned KK's property. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. And this morning, I prayed specifically for the hearts of KK fellows workers to be open to the hearing about Jesus. I was a bit surprised by the certainty at which I prayed, but God had KK witness to his boss. Praise you, Lord. See, saints, the whole key is your prayer before you go out, and you'll be amazed what Jesus will do. Praise you, Lord, for that. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Beloved says, I was in the process of replacing my mattress and was pretty disappointed when I found out how much them things cost. Oh, my goodness. But the Lord told me to call the manufacturer of my mattress, and I found out that thing had a lifetime warranty. Praise you, Lord. That is awesome. Praise you, Lord Jesus. That is wonderful. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. And Robert, he has a praise report. After listening to the posted sermon yesterday on mind control and receiving a lot of deliverance, I ended up listening to the fruit of rejection. It tied in together with the mind control. Dr. Pat explained how coaches use mind control to break down players. Well, God reminded me of when I was in boxing as a young man, and this ex-Navy coach, he used to beat me pretty hard while I was in training. He pushed me harder than anybody else. But thank you, Lord, I forgave him, and the Lord removed all the mind control, all the military mind control, all that nasty stuff. It's terrible, saints, what you have to go through getting free of it. But you know what? It is so much better when you come out the other side. I was in the military, too, and it is so much nicer when the Lord frees your mind. We praise you for that, Lord Jesus. We praise you for his deliverance. Praise you, Lord. And AK has another praise report. This morning, I threw up receiving deliverance from the spirit that was blocking me from having and remembering my dreams. Praise God. And NK says, praise and thank you, Lord Jesus. I'm making progress in my dreams. Last night, I rebuked and subdued the menacing hunchback-type monster in a barrage of tongues. Praise you, Lord, for that. Praise you, Lord. They're gaining ground. DC8 has a praise report. This morning, I was talking to a lady on the phone at AT&T about my internet issue, and the lady told me she was blessed by the phone call because she was under demonic attacks, and I was sharing with her about the MIC website and how to defend herself from these attacks. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. And I always ask someone, like this lady on the phone, if they know how to get to heaven, in her case, she is a born-again Christian. Praise you, Lord. See, DCH is out there witnessing. And another praise report, I was transferred to the AT&T technical department and on the phone with my internet issue this morning. And the tech was a young man located in the Philippines, and I also asked him if he knew how to get to heaven. And I was told him about the MIC website. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. See, the Lord will open doors if you'll just ask him, and you'll walk through them. Praise you for that, Lord Jesus. The saints are getting out here and witnessing, and they're being doers of the word. Praise you for that, Lord Jesus. Praise you, praise you. These are wonderful praise reports. We have more. And T-Pay says, I put a prayer request in a few weeks ago from my coworker, Debbie, about her husband, Bill, having heart troubles for the years, which worsened after he took the jab. Well, she told me today that her husband's doing very well. He went to see his physician for the checkup, and the doctor was surprised how well he was doing. He's age 70. So now he's back to work after several months. We praise you for that, Lord. Praise you, Lord. And Sharon says, Brother Bill, I hope it's okay to repost this on the fast. I've gotten a lot of deliverance, and it's a good reminder to do reminder what to do. She's talking about that, what I put in there about keeping your deliverance, and I will be posting that in the prayer room and in the chat room again, the 10 things to do if you want to keep your deliverance. And we praise you for that. And Laura Ann has a praise report. Praise God for his loving kindness, mercy, and grace. Our outside AEC unit is literally 38 years old and running. However, my husband accidentally cut the Freon line this week. The same night, Texas had a cold front arrive. Today, the line was repaired and continued working nice and cool until the Lord says for us to replace the whole system. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. They didn't have to sweat, but you took care of everything. Praise you, Lord. And these are awesome praise reports, Pastor Sabrina. We just praise you, Lord. Just praise you, praise you, praise you, praise you, praise you for all these.
Amen.
And now back to you, Pastor Sabrina. Wow.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Lord, those are some wonderful prayer reports, wonderful praise reports. And we can't wait to hear the rest of them. That's right. There's some more praise reports out there. I know there are. There are a whole lot more of them. Yes, there are. So we expect you to put them in the Global Prayer Warriors prayer room. Because, you see, we know when God is moving. And he's moving now. He's been moving. Even he started before the fast. So I know there are a lot more praise reports out there. That's right. Praise reports give glory to God. Praise reports make you stronger because you declare the works of the Lord in the earth. You're obeying scripture. You're being humble. You're being obedient. And there's a blessing that comes when you do. So I know that there are more praise reports. And I'm going to tell you mine. Well, as it happened the other day, I was kind of tired. I've been up for a long time doing a lot of things, a lot of ministry work, and I was tired. But I had some errands that I needed to do. So I went out to do the errands. I prayed, of course, as you know, before I left the house. But after I pulled up in front of one of the places of business, the key slipped out of my hand and onto the floor of the car. And I got out of the car thinking I had my keys in my hand, but I didn't. And as soon as I closed the car door, I knew what had happened. So I sent a text to someone close to me. And when I didn't hear from them in a couple of minutes, I knew what to do. And I stayed very calm the entire time. I didn't get upset at all. I stood there and I called the cab. The cab came.
I got in, no, two cabs came. I got in the cab. The cab brought me home. I got my keys, got back into the cab, and went back where I was. And I didn't spend but about, $25. Actually, part of that was a tip. Now, you see, if I had gotten all upset and all in a huff and all in a flurry of frustration, I would have called Papalot and spent anywhere from $75 to $95. But I didn't do any of that. None of it. In fact, I really didn't let Brother Bill know about it till it was just about all over with. So, you see, if you're trying to win a war against frustration, you have to allow the Holy Spirit to take you through some things to show you that he's bringing you further than you were before. Amen? And the whole thing was rather pleasant, actually. It was a beautiful day outside. I completed my errands, and I came home and got some needed rest. So you see, God knows how to turn every situation around, and he knows how to prove to you that you are making progress. Amen? Amen. 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 Well, saints, you know, we have some things to pray about tonight. In fact, we have some serious things. We always do. You know, we don't have some kinds of prayer requests like some people. When Brother Marshall comes up, when we start doing our interceding, we intercede about very, very serious matters, matters of life and death, matters that affect people all over the world. We do not spend our time on just us and no more. No, our prayers reach all over the globe, all over the world. Amen? And we are grateful to the Lord that he keeps us in this frame of mind. Now, I want you to know something. Many of you still have your thoughts on just what happens with you. But at some point, you need to begin to allow the Lord to expand your thoughts and your prayer. Everything cannot be just about you, just about what goes on in your house. No. At some point in your growth and development, you're going to have to expand to include others, and some others that you have never met nor will ever meet. God did not give us a POA just for us. No, our POA has expansive authority and power, and we need to use it in the way that our Heavenly Father intended. He didn't give it to us just so we can see to it that we live a comfortable life. You know, some people are addicted to a comfortable life. Some people have never had a comfortable life. But regardless to where you are in that spectrum, you must allow the Holy Spirit to take you into the realm of intercession, where you do more than try to bat the devil off your own back. You know, that's a trap that a lot of people fall into. They pray about themselves, and it doesn't go any further than that. But the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. It makes a whole lot of God's grace, glory, and power available on the earth. You see, we are not just a local church. We are not just an internet church. No, we are worldwide. And our prayer, even the prayers that you don't get to hear us pray, go all over the world to people all over the world. And what's affecting their lives? That's right. We want to thank the Lord for many of the blessings that he is bestowing upon us because of our faithfulness to him. And I would like for many of you to begin to think, Lord, use me. Here I am. I'm willing to be used. I know at least two scriptures. And if you choose to use me and tell me to share them, I will. I will tell people that you love them. I will tell people about Miracle Internet Church. I will tell people that they ought to walk to go to heaven to be with you. You see, some of us really thought about this in a long time, even people that have been saved for many years. You haven't really meditated on how grave and important it is to share the truth of the gospel with other people. But it's crucial. It's crucial. How will they know? How can they know unless we share the truth with them? You see, people get on YouTube all the time. And on YouTube, you can come up with anything. You can come up with any kind of Jesus you want to make him into, but you can't change the real one. On YouTube, you can find all kind of sin and debauchery and foolishness that somebody has tried to attach to the body of Christ, to the kingdom of God. But you see, there's nothing like talking to a live human being who can tell you, this is what Jesus Christ means to me. This is who he is to me. We have a personal relationship, Jesus Christ and I. You know, the real Jesus Christ, the one who actually did die on the cross for everybody's sin. He and I and his Father, who is now my Heavenly Father, we have a relationship. A relationship. And he communicates to me. He communicates to me. Amen? I communicate with him, communicates with me. So, saints, don't forget how important it is. It doesn't matter what's going on in your life or what is not going on in your life. It's important to share the love of God that's found in Christ Jesus our Lord with everybody you meet. Amen? Amen. It's true. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for this word that you've given us tonight. We lift up to you, Father, the trolls that came into the chat room tonight to try to spy on our liberty. We bind their wickedness in the name of Jesus Christ, and we give them over into the hands of the Holy Spirit. We give them into the hands of the Holy Spirit, And we say, Heavenly Father, have your way with them. We thank you for your intervention. And we appeal to the righteous judge. Yes, we appeal to the righteous judge. And we ask for his adjudication and the execution thereof in these matters. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor, Lord. We reverence you. We bless your name. We cherish you. We adore you. We bow down before you, Lord, and we bless your holy name. We pray that those who came up to spy found out who Jesus really is. We pray that they learned something from what they heard. We pray that you will use this. We pray that you will use this in their lives, Lord, if they can indeed be saved. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you. 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 Amen. Amen. Yes, we pray for God to save them if they can be saved. Some people cannot be saved. And that's the fact. Amen. 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 You see, if you keep spying on Christians, sooner or later, you have to meet with Jesus Christ. You have to meet with Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. We know about that, don't we? Yes, we do. We know about that. So now we're going to go to our guest caller. Now, before we get there, there are some of you that have written me that I'm going to write back. Just hold on till I write you back. Amen? Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. So now that I've said that, let's go to our guest call-ins. Our guest call-in number is area code 319-527-6235. And press 1. Area code 856, you're on the air live in Jesus' name.
Dr. Sabrina.
Yes.
Hi. So I'm just calling in tonight because I would like a continuation of the deliverance I received that you heard about in the praise report from mind binding and schizophrenia, mind control, and other things like that.
All right. Well, I'm going to tell you something that might surprise you. It does not all come out at once. It comes off in layers. So what you got was a layer removed. What you will need to do is you'll need to continue with your relationship with Jesus Christ. And at a time that he deems appropriate, he will remove the next layer.
Okay.
Amen? You see, deliverance is a process. It's not like pushing the button on the microwave. You put something in, you shut the door, you push the button, the buzzer goes off, you open the door, and you take it all out. No, deliverance doesn't work that way. Deliverance comes off a layer at a time. And what everybody, or some people, shall I say, received this week while they participated on the fast was they lost a layer. And so that means that you get to grow some more before the next layer is taken away. You see, the Holy Spirit is in charge of our deliverance. And if he isn't, then we're not really getting delivered the right way. See, some people think they can order up a deliverance and it just pops up like a pizza. But that's not the truth. The Holy Spirit is the one who leads us into deliverance and takes us through. And that's why I tell everyone to ask the Holy Spirit to take them onto the website, into the archives, to hear what God wants them to hear, to participate in what God wants them to participate. You see, you have to be led by the Spirit of God. God has to be involved, and he has to be the leader of the parade. The Holy Spirit has got to direct your deliverance, or else it's going to go awry. It's going to go astray. There are people who, I want deliverance, I want deliverance, I want deliverance, I want deliverance. Yes, but by the way, the Holy Spirit is in charge of deliverance. Amen? So yes. I will pray for you that you continue to follow the Lord. And when he's ready to take you through some more deliverance, you will receive it. Amen? Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I lift up our brother along with everybody else who is so frantic. Oh, I got to get some more deliverance. I got to get some more. 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 Lord, all things are made beautiful in your time, and we obtain the promises through patience and faith. We have to have our faith built up to receive more deliverance. And we thank you for it. And I ask, Father, that we learn to humble ourselves and to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit and to allow him to take us through deliverance according to your will, your purpose, your plan, and your timing. In Jesus' name. And everybody said amen and amen. Calling, there's some people that learned something that they didn't know because of your question. All right?
Thank you.
God bless you. We love you.
You too. Love you.
Amen. Area code 240. You're on the air live in Jesus' name.
Pastor Sabrina?
Yes.
Good evening, man. How are you?
I'm blessed. In yourself?
During a prayer one time this week, the Lord told me what happened when I was little. I was very young. And I don't want to say anything bad about my mom, but I really love my mom. She passed away, I think now almost 13, 14 years. I remember she would ask me breastfeeding. She would ask me if I could release her by sucking and spilling the milk. So, of course, you have to obey. So I did that. And another thing, and I will come back to tell you why, what the Lord spoke to me. I've always wondered about that. And then another thing is she would lay on the floor on her belly, and she would ask me to massage her. So I would stand on her neck and her back, and I would feel very bad that my mom was suffering like this, her back and neck. And then, what was the other thing? I can't remember another thing. And there was another deliverance that you did some years ago when Pastor Pat was still alive. And you remember. You remember that part. I don't know if you can remember it. But it was tribalistic that I was. You know, you remember that, right? I don't want to say it again. Mm-hmm. And I thought my grandmother would, you know, pick up some hot coals or ashes and throw them at my private part. Because she said, you're sitting in bed, and then she'll call me a name that I'm not circumcised. You remember?
Mm-hmm.
So, then she'll call me a whore. I was so young, and I did not understand why I'm being called that name. And then she'll call me a name concerning that I'm not circumcised. And she'll throw the hot ashes and call me that name. And Pastor, I know I've been a Christian now almost 20-something years, and I love the Lord. And when I'll be sitting down or just sleeping on the couch or something like that, I would feel something. And of course, I've been delivered from sexual demons and a lot of the water spirits on this ministry, that I'll still mm-hmm. feel a sensation, if I should go with that one first, a sensation. And sometimes I would wake up and I'm like, why? Of course, those demons made a much, much fun with me, sport with me. It was horrible what I could even say on the line right now. And I've been mm-hmm. delivered. That was the first deliverance that I got from Dr. Pat. Okay. Mm-hmm. And the name that my grandmother was calling me. So that brought all that spirit upon us. So the mm-hmm. back, the neck, the Lord showed me, it was like an open surgery. I could see in the spirit, the neck was like exposed and it was all like bloody and the flesh. And I suffer from the backache nowadays. And then my eyes, I'm sorry, also the eyes, the teeth. So even on, I've been not even been able to participate. I'm sleeping while you're talking, and that's like not me. I can't keep my eyes open. So my mother was wearing glasses. A lot of people are wearing glasses. So the other thing about the breast milk was that I would have mucus in my throat. And I want to also ask you to forgive me, because you asked me a question on my last time. You made a very big deliverance on me. And it was concerning my neck, the throat, the thyroid, the nodule. So one of my mm-hmm. sisters that I haven't talked to called me. It was a beautiful woman, and her name is Margaret. And she called me, or we talked, and she told me that she's been sick with something to do with thyroid. My granddaughter also has problems with thyroid, and I have problems with my thyroid. This nodule, it just chokes me, and there's saliva and there's mucus. So the Lord told me that has to do with the curse was never broken of the breast milk. Because, of course, when I was sucking it, of course, some of it I was able to drink it. Not that I wanted to drink it, but, of course, you know, While on the process of doing that milk, I was able to digest it or something like that. I don't know if I've explained it very well, but a lot of those curses came from her, and she was always very depressed, and she was always, she would say, you know, all the things she lost and what the war did over there and what she went through, and we were the problems. And one time also when we were chatting, one of the sisters on the line, when I said the whip was bloody, you know, she would whip us so badly. You know, sometimes we'd be thrown outside. I would be sitting outside in the dark. I was scared. I was a little girl. She would throw water on us. And it was just really horrible things that we went through, not because she didn't love us. She loved us so much, but she just suffered herself so much. And that's much as I can say right now. I've suffered so much from these things, even today. Not as much, though, but I still do, especially the genital area.
All right.
And
well,
of course,
the Bible.
I feel like it's gone to my children, too, that they can never, you know, even enjoy having a spouse. And nobody leaves. Like a husband, they don't live for long. They're depressed. The marriage is broken, and everything. And you know all the rest that goes with that.
Mm-hmm. Well, the Bible says that Christ, Jesus Christ, has redeemed us. He's brought us back from the curse of the law, because He was made a curse for us. So when Jesus was hanging on the cross, He took all those curses, every one of them, because it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Now that comes from Galatians chapter 3, verses 13 and 14. Galatians chapter 3, verses 13 and 14. And I want you to read those two scriptures to yourself out loud every day.
Galatians, you gave them to me last time. You gave them to me, and I always say them every day. Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law. They made a curse for me.
Okay, then we're going to come into agreement before the throne of God. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from our position seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, we forgive the sin of this sister's ancestors, of her mother, her grandmother, all her relatives, all their relatives. And all the wrongdoing and sin and ignorance and witchcraft that they did.
Yes, Lord.
Forgiving, Lord, all the curses that passed through them to our sisters and now to her children, in Jesus' name. And we're asking, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, that the curses be cut off with our sisters. Not going forward any further. So in the name of Jesus, from our positions seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, we take authority, dominion, and power over those curses. We apply the blood rights of Jesus Christ. We command those curses to leave now in Jesus' name. We bind every devil that comes to reinforce the curse. Every demon that comes to attack, there was a curse. Every devil that comes to take advantage of our sister because there used to be a curse. We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. We command you to come up and out of her childhood right now in Jesus' name. Come out of her head. Deep breath and cough. Deep breath and cough. Deep breath and cough in Jesus' name. All of those spirits that entered her as she sucked her mother's breath, come out of her in the name of Jesus. All of those spirits that entered her when her grandmother threw the hot coals on her genitalia, come up and out of her now in the name of Jesus Christ. All of those spirits that entered her when her grandmother cursed her, in the name of Jesus Christ, we break the power of every spoken curse that has ever happened in her life. In Jesus' name, come out of her. Come out of her. We uproot you now in the name of Jesus. All of those water spirits, all of those traditional spirits from the culture, we cut her free. We circumcise her from all the curses of the culture from which she came, in Jesus' name. All of those familiar spirits coming down the family line, all of the depression, all of the poverty, all of the wrong relationship with Jesus Christ, we bind it all now. We command it to come up and out of her from the very roots, down at the tap roots,
the fire of God, 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 the fire of God to burn it out in Jesus' name. The blood of Jesus to wrap those memories. The blood of Jesus to take on those memories. The blood of Jesus to take on those feelings that the enemy brings in Jesus' name. The blood the rusha da da bruka da de diosa da da bre sende da bruka da de diosa da da bre rete da de diosa da da bre. The demons that were transferred through the laying on of hands, through bodily contact, through spirits, through words, come up and out. Call, come up and out now in Jesus' name. Come out of her. Come out of her. And come out of others that are listening that experience similar things. Come up and out. Her genitalia is blessed in the name of Jesus Christ. It's submerged under the blood of Jesus Christ. Come up and out. Come up and out in the name of Jesus. Out of her in the name of Jesus Christ. Out of her. Never to come back. We forbid you. Lord, we close that portal from the past in Jesus' name. We close every familiar portal in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out of her. The light of Jesus Lord. Christ is shining upon you, and you cannot stay. There's no place for you to hide. You're going to come out of her, and you're going to come out of her now. You're going to come out of her children, and you're going to come out now. Father, in the name of Jesus, we break the curse that brought the marriage-breaking spirit in the name of Jesus. We bind every marriage-breaking devil in Jesus' name. Sila la riosurra bababashon de regise beshon da rukuta rige beshon na rukusa nene maraka darabrete. Trauma from childhood. You open the door for that fear and those demons to come in. We close that door. Jesus took that trauma on the cross for her. It was taken on the cross for her children too. Taken on the cross for everyone. All childhood traumas are bound in the name of Jesus Christ. We command them to come up and out of the people of God in Jesus' name. Every trauma experienced in childhood, no matter how far back it went, you must leave. You must come out in the name of Jesus. Come out now in the name of Jesus. Come out now in the name of Jesus. We uproot you. We uproot you. We uproot you. We uproot you. Come out. Go into the cave to the feet of Jesus for judgment. Every childhood trauma, come out now in Jesus' holy name. Everybody that's listening needs to be called. Come up and out now in the name of Jesus. The fire of God upon you. The fire of God upon you. The holy fire of God to burn you out of her life in the name of Jesus. The holy fire of God to burn you out in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you to apply your healing to her genitalia, to her emotions, to her memories, to her imaginations, to her thoughts, to her feelings. Oh, we break the power of being made to participate in something that did not bring a blessing. The back. We bind the devils that came into the back in Jesus' name. We bind the devils that came into the neck in Jesus' name. We bind the devils that came into the breast in Jesus' name. We bind the devils that came into the thyroid in Jesus' name. Come up and out. Come up and out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come up and out. You're bound. You can't do anything anymore. Come out. All of it. All thyroid disease, you must go now in Jesus' name. Come up and out of her. All deficiencies of the thyroid, you're bound. Come up and out in the name of Jesus. come up and out of her, come up and out of her children, come up and out of her family members, come up and out of the people that are listening. You're bound.
Yes, Lord.
Every thyroid disorder, come out now in the name of Jesus. Go into the cage, to the feet of Jesus for judgment. Jesus died for her to have a perfectly healed and functioning thyroid. Come up and out. You cannot stay.
Amen.
The fire of God is upon you to destroy you and consume you.
Lord.
Thank you, Father, for taking all these deliverances to completion.
Amen.
In Jesus'
Thank
name.
Jesus.
Thank you for
Hallelujah.
Taking them to completion.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Irugusa de la brica de Dios, son de la brisa andar, rogo, reque de la brisa 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 La Dioson de Brisa de la Broca de Vidiosa de la Brahale, Rica de Rocore Kita Babashata, Runda de Breke Dis and de la Brosa de la Breke de Rica de la Brasa Babasa de la Bri, Sella de Dioson de la Breke de Dioson de la Breke de Diosuda, Char Kisa de la Breke de Diosuta, Orakiha de Dioson de la Breke. Brother Bill, I need you to post into the MIC chat the four sermons that I had everyone to listen to, one for each day, because there's some people that need to go back and recast each one. Rica terebrisha. Thank you, sir. Rica terebrisha terebroca terebrisha ta. Ride de dedioso terebrica de dediosunda la braca ta. Char gor requisa de rugusa de rebrusa de dediosa. Remnants of the past are bound. Remnants of the past are bound in Jesus' name. You can no longer hold her down. You can't hold her down. You can't hold her down. You can't hold her back. Come out. Come out in the name of Jesus. Come out of her. Come out of her, all of it, all of it, the whole layer. Come out in the name of Jesus. Erugusate. Father, your holy power upon your daughter in Jesus' name. Your holy power upon your daughter in Jesus' name. Your holy power upon your daughter in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your delivering grace. Thank you for your delivering grace, Father. Thank you for your delivering grace. Hallelujah, Regisa. Thank you for your delivering grace. Break it in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Sister, in the MIC radio chat, has been posted each of the four messages.
Yes.
Each of the four messages that each person was to listen to during the 4 days of the fast. I need you to go back and re-listen to all four of them. You'll get more deliverance as you listen. They've been posted. And I want you to go back in the MIC radio chat and re-listen to each of the four. Amen?
Yes. Amen, Pastor.
Now take a deep breath and let the Holy Spirit come in and fill all those empty places with the holy fire and burn those spirits out in Jesus' name. You're going to continue to get deliverance throughout the whole week.
Yes.
And maybe
Amen.
Beyond.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Amen.
Amen. Take a deep breath and release your prayer. Brother Marshall.
Praise the Lord. Wow.
Praise the Lord.
Praise you. You're awesome, Lord. You're amazing, amazing grace. You provided yourself a lamb for a burnt offering, just as Father Abraham, the prophet, said, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. For I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Thank you for pouring out your blood, your soul for each of us, the sister who just called in, and all those, Father. We think of all the praise reports. We think of your mercies that are new every day. Thank you that your arms are not too short to save. Thank you that you sent your word and healed them. Thank you for restoring us, Lord, restoring us and putting us back into right order. Physically, emotionally, spiritually, and every other way, Lord, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for your amazing grace. We thank you. We give you praise and honor and glory. So, Father, we come boldly and joyfully before your throne of grace with the big brother Jesus, just as you asked us to, Father, in Jesus' name, because of the blood of the covenant. Come before your throne of grace, your throne of grace. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus. It's not my righteousness. It's your righteousness, Lord. You're the Holy One and the just. Praise you, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for pouring forth your blood. Thank you for loving us and washing us from our sins in your own blood. And that blood represents the fire of God accepting the sacrifice of Jesus on that altar for each of us. Oh, my goodness. You're my goodness, Lord. I have no goodness apart from you. Only God is good, and Jesus, you're absolutely right. Father, for all these different prayer requests, Father God, that we bring before you and others, Father God, please make all of our prayers effectual and fervent. And thank you for not leaving us as orphans. Thank you for the spirit of adoption, Father. Thank you for grafting us into the body of Christ. Grafting us in, Father God. You did not come to the Jew only, but also to the Gentile. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for keeping us as the apple of your eye. Thank you, Father, for being in the Lord Jesus, reconciling the world unto yourself, not imputing our sins unto us. Thank you for being in the Lord Jesus, causing your will to be done. Thank you, Father, you sent Jesus forth. You put him forth on that tree, as it were, whom God set forth, the propitiation, the substitute and sacrifice through faith in his blood to declare his righteousness to the remission of sins that are past, through the forbearance of God. And you know, Lord, I'm a work in progress. We thank you, Lord. We're all works in progress. We thank you, Lord, for changing us all. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for your mercy. Father, we pray for all those in authority, as you asked us to in 1 Timothy chapter 2. We pray for all those in authority that can be changed and saved and healed and delivered. You said, call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver. That we're calling upon you in the day of trouble for many that are in harm's way, Father God, including Governor DeSantis in Florida, Father God, and different people in authority, including his wife, that you'll heal and deliver and save all those, Father God, that you can save, heal, and deliver, Father God. You said, ask, and you shall receive. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened. And Jesus, you're the door. Thank you. Open the door of faith to the Gentiles. We knock up, and we ask and seek, Father God. And you said, everyone that asketh, receiveth. He that seeketh, findeth. Him that knocketh, that shall be opened. And you're faithful who promised. You said, if two of you on earth are great, searching anything you ask, it shall be done in my Father which is in heaven. You're not a man that you should lie, nor the Son of Man you should repent. And Jesus says, but I will see you again. And your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man take it from you. And that day you'll ask me nothing. Whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Ask, and you shall. shall receive that you're joining me before. And we know that you will, Father. In that same section of Scripture in 1 Timothy chapter 2, it says, God our Savior will have all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. It says, we'll have all men to be sozo. It says in the Greek, and sozo means not just saved and going to heaven, which is really wonderful, saved, but it means healed, delivered, preserved, and made whole. Even as you made the lepers whole, Lord Jesus, especially when he came back to give you praise and honor and glory, fell down before you. Well, where are the nine? Were there not 10 cleansed, but one came back to praise and fall down at your feet? I think that's in Luke 17. And what he said, there's only one that came to give glory to God. Who did he bow down before? Jesus. Jesus never said he was God, but God was certainly in him. Thank you, Father, for working all these things out. We ask you, Lord, to stretch forth your hand and sozo, save, heal, deliver, preserve Governor DeSantis and his wife, whatever areas they need, Father God, and all those in authority that can receive your blessings, Father God, in Jesus' name, in every nation, Father God. And those that need it, Father, grant them the gifts of repentance to the acknowledging of the truth that they'll recover themselves from the snare of the devil. We thank you for what you've been using Governor DeSantis for. We thank you, Father God, for the new law that just passed. I think it was on Wednesday, it says in this article. I signed a legislation barring private employers in the state from imposing COVID-19 vaccine mandates on their workers unless generous opt-out provisions are offered. We thank you, Lord, for this strong piece of legislation signed by Governor DeSantis. And we thank you for causing many to stand up against the things that don't look like they're really done by an elected official. They kind of look like they're being done by a person who has a different agenda than really caring about the people of the country that they're supposed to be caring about. It sounds like it's carried out by an agenda, but somebody's working for maybe a totally different bunch of people, or maybe just demons. I don't know. Father, I don't know if you can save those in the federal government, Father God, but if there's some in there, you can save their souls too, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We ask you to move by your Holy Spirit on each one, Father God. Pour forth of your Spirit. You said, in the last days, I pour forth of my Spirit. We ask you to pour forth of your Spirit, Father God. And we thank you, Father God, for causing all those in Florida to adhere by the new law in the way that would be beneficial, Father God, for those looking for exemptions, Father God. We ask for generous and reasonable exemptions, Father God, for all those involved, including religious exemptions, in Jesus' name. And we ask you to protect those that are undergoing periodic testing, Father God. You protect them from any plans and wiles of the tests themselves, Father God. We've heard different things. I don't know if any of them are true. A lot of things I don't know. But we ask you to protect us. You said if we drink any deadly thing, will not hurt us. It's only what comes out of our mouth that defiles us, not what puts into our mouth. I don't know about the nose. But, Father God, we ask you to protect us from every ungodly thing. In Jesus' name, I think that's over in Mark chapter 7, around verse 15 and following, especially verse 21. That's right, Mark 7, 21. We thank you for that, Father. We ask you to protect all those that have had these different tests, Father God, in Jesus' name, including all the family members of every believer, including all those associated with Miracle Internet Church, Miracle Outreach Ministries, in Jesus' name. We thank you for that, Father, in Jesus' name. I guess I need to read that. Holy Ghost just said, you've got to read it. Okay. So it says in Mark 7:21, for from within, out of the heart of man, proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within and defile the man. But in verse 15 it says, there is nothing from without a man that entering into him can defile him. But the things which come out of him, those are the things that defile the man. So, Lord, set a watch before all of our mouths. And all those that profess to be believers in Jesus, Father God, set a watch before our mouths. Please help us to let no corrupt communication proceed out of our mouths. And help us to hide the word of God you want in our hearts, Father, in Jesus' name, including those who claim to be doing your bidding and those that are standing for the truth as best they know how, Father God. And we ask you to grant all the saints every gift they need, including discernment and a hunger and a thirst for righteousness, Lord. Discernment, because Jesus warned us in the last days of the all kinds of false prophets, and Pat Holliday certainly warned us about a lot of those, and Serena too. We thank you, Lord, for delivering us and granting us discernment, every gift we need by your Spirit, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, for giving those people in business a reasonable quaking reverence for those in the governmental authority in Florida. We ask you to do that in other states that are standing up for the truth, Father God, in Jesus' name, and cause the people to have Holy Ghost boldness, Father God, against the ungodly acts that look like tyranny, Father, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father, for especially protecting the students in the school situation, Father God, and those working in schools from having to do anything that would defile those young, growing bodies, Father God, in Jesus' name, even wearing masks, Father God, in Jesus' name. We ask you to protect them, and we thank you for that, Father. We're all in agreement according to Matthew 18, 19. And we're also in agreement in prayer, Father God, according to Matthew 18, 19, as you're showing people what's really going on, Father God, even with all the propaganda of the mainstream media, Father God. Many people have gotten to find out what's really going on. Not everybody, no, but more than 50%, which is really helpful, Father God. We ask you that spread, Father God, and not just in the political realm, but especially in the realm of a relationship with the true and living God, Father God. We ask you to wake up the sleeping giant, Father God, and we thank you, Father God, that as so-called Biden, whoever the puppet is and his masters are, performance continues to plunge, Father God, in Jesus' name. Only got 36% of approval, according to Quinnipiac University poll released on Thursday. And we thank you for the overwhelming evidence that a vast majority of people, particularly independents, but of course Republicans also, but even Democrats are starting to say, no, things can't continue the way they are. With an open-ended question, Father God, we thank you, Father God, that many of the respondents cited several common concerns concerning division, polarization. You know, they've been trying to stir up civil war for a long time. Vaxxed versus unvaxxed, whatever it is, you know. Oh, they're just whatever. They're just a bunch of lies. We bind every one of those things, Father. We bind every one of those demons trying to bring about the propaganda, Father God, and all the tyranny, Father God, and all the pre-planned episodes of all the demons and all the different people, including the global elite, that have put this little package together to depopulate the world, to bring about strife, division, to bring about financial hardships, to bring about decrease of availability of energy and food and other things, Father God, decrease in availability of jobs, Father God. We ask you to ask you to send your obedient warring angels to fight for each of us, Father God. We thank you for the angel of the Lord that encampeth round about them that fears you, Lord, and delivers them. Thank you for continually delivering all the saints associated with Miracle in that church, but not just us, not just those in this country. Every nation, we thank you, Father God, for many people standing up in different nations, in Australia, New Zealand, and France, and many different nations, Father God. People standing up against this tyranny, Father God. And it's not just an isolated little tyranny in one or two little places. This was a planned global scheme by just a few people, a handful of people, trying to rule over the others. Reminds me of a silly little thing I heard when the children were younger, a pinky in the brain. Who are we going to do today? Oh, we're going to take over the world. Who does the world belong to? The earth is the Lord's and the fullness of it. So Satan, you and all your underlings, every mind-blinding spirit, every ungodly spirit of pride, rebellion, every spirit seeking to kill, steal, and or destroy, continually bound and gagged in Jesus' name. We cancel your demonic assignments to all those we've interceded for, including all the family members of every believer, Lord Jesus Christ, all the neighbors, all the co-workers, all the friends, and all the children of believers, the children of the unbelievers, in Jesus' name, of all ages. And Father God is not willing one of these little ones should perish in Jesus' name. Jesus wanted to suffer the little children to come unto him so he could bless them. Father God wants to bless the children, big and little. And so, Satan, you're bound, all your underlings are bound, every interfering spirit coming against the temple of the Holy Spirit, including my voice, are bound in Jesus' name. I submit myself to God. I resist the devil. You must flee from me in absolute terror. I belong to the Lord Jesus. He's purchased me with his own blood, for I'm redeemed not with corruptible things of silver and gold, but the incorruptible blood is of a lamb without spot or blemish, the blood of the creator of heaven and earth, the Lamb of God, who taketh away the sins of the world, in Jesus' name. You, Satan, because of the blood of the covenant, have no legal authority to me and each member of the body of Christ. You've repented of their sins. You have no legal authority, for we overcome the accuser of the brethren by the blood of the Lamb, the word of our testimony. And we love not our physical lives compared to the Lord Jesus. We love him much more than we love our natural selves, because he really is our life. Christ is our life. So Satan, you're bound to all your underlings, are perpetually bound. Every spirit of death, hell, and destruction, are perpetually bound. Every spirit of Zeus, every spirit seeking to kill, every spirit trying to bring about new plagues are bound in Jesus' name. Every ungodly spirit of the deep state and all their plans. You speak confusion, division, the enemy's camp. 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 In Jesus' name. That's the name above all names. At whose name every knee must bow and every tongue must confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. For he is our Savior. He is the Savior. The only Savior. There's no other name given among men whereby we must be saved, like it says in Acts chapter 4, 10 to 12, in Jesus' name. And it says in Isaiah 45, beginning at the end of verse 21, there is no God else beside me, no Satan, you're not a God. Yes, you're just a little magistrate, a little authority in the dark realm, but Jesus is the light who's come into the world, and he's our Savior. He's translated, Father God's translation, the kingdom of darkness, the kingdom of light. There is no God else beside me, it is written in Isaiah 45, 21b. A just God and a Savior, there's none beside me. Look unto me and be saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none else. I have sworn by myself, the word is gone out of my mouth, righteousness, and shall not return, that unto me every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall swear. Surely shall one say, in the Lord have I righteousness and strength. Thank you, Father, for giving us righteousness by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for hanging on that tree and taking our cup of cursing, even according to Galatians 3, 13, and 14. We thank you, Jesus. Satan, you're bound, all your underlings are bound, every ungodly spirit's bound from our position, seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus because of the blood of covenant. According to Proverbs 18, 10, for the name of the Lord is a strong tower, the righteous run into and are safe. And Ephesians chapter 2, verse 6, and the end of Psalm 91, because he set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him, and I will be with him in trouble, and I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Amen and amen and amen. So Satan, you're bound in Jesus' name. No further flow of power communication from the demons of second heavens, the bush, the deep, to all those who have interceded for, all those standing for the truth coming into the body of Christ that have not yet accepted Jesus, including all those whistleblowers that are standing for the truth as best they know how, and all the family members of every believer, including all the children, all those who have interceded for, in Jesus' name. Every one of your demonic plans, Satan, all the underlings of your demonic agents are canceled and nullified. I decree it and declare it as a joint heir with Christ in Jesus' name, according to Romans 8, 15 to 17. We have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father, we joint heirs with Christ in Jesus' name. And it is written in Job 22, 28, thou shalt decree a thing that shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways, as joint heirs with Christ in Jesus' name. Your demonic assignments of none effect to steal, kill, and destroy. And we're all in agreement in Jesus' name, including all this global nonsense of trying to overthrow the righteous. Your demonic assignments of none effect in Jesus' name. You get the hint, Satan, you have a foul spirit bound and gagged, and only go where Jesus tells you to go, into the cage in Jesus' name, because of the blood of the covenant. We cancel your assignments to all those who have been deceived before in Jesus' name, including all that's trying to affect the out of the election schedule for 2022 in Jesus. All the plans of the enemy to overthrow that and to try and cancel that election are nullified. All the plans of the enemy to continue to steal elections, we cancel their assignments. We ask, Father, Heavenly Father, come before you. We ask for your divine intervention, Father God, and adjudication, Father God, concerning the last steal, Father God, of the election from 2020, that you'll expose everything, bring it all to the light, Father, in Jesus' name. Because Jesus said, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Ask, and you shall receive, that your joy may be full. And it is written, Jesus speaking in Matthew 10:26, fear them not, therefore, for there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and hid that shall not be known. And this is confirmed out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, including Mark 4:22, in Jesus' name. So, Father, we ask you to do so. Bring it all to the light. And, Father God, if all these attorneys general that are standing up against the last election are able to bring a lawsuit against the federal government and be brought before the Supreme Court, we ask for divine help and intervention concerning that, that the elections will go forward as planned, Father God, in Jesus' name. And we thank you for the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals overstaying this Biden mandate nonsense, this tyranny decree in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father God, for helping the favor of Biden to continue to decline, even as all those Biden's, very liberal Biden supporters who were public school teachers in New York were out demonstrating against the jab. We thank you for waking many, many more up, Father God, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father God. We are all in agreement for a continued decline of those that you don't want in office, Father God, and that you will remove those, Father God, the way you want, in your perfect way and in your perfect time, in Jesus' name. Because we know promotion comes not from the east or the west, nor from the south, but from you, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, according to Psalms. And it is also written, Jesus, by your spirit, and it is written in Daniel 4:25, the last part, till thou know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and give it to whomsoever he will. And Father, for my part and the part of all those who claim to be believers in Jesus, we repent, renounce every spirit of indifference, procrastination, some people would call it timidity, every lying spirit. You said those that do know their God shall be strong and do whatever you want us to do, exploits. And Jesus said, he that eateth me shall live by me. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for the wine that maketh glad the heart of man, oil to make his face to shine, and bread which strengtheneth man's heart. Thank you for your Holy Ghost infusion, Father. Manna, beat it baked, that the taste of it was a taste of fresh oil. Thank you for sending your spirit, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you to forgive us all sins and generational iniquities, Father God, in every area, including not standing up against the murder of the unborn, Father, in Jesus' name, as well as the plans of the enemy to come up that way, to try and force vaccinations on children that don't need them, and they're not even real vaccinations. We ask you to expose what's going on, and we thank you for doing so. Expose this whole thing, Father, and we thank you for doing so. We thank you for the increasing decline of the popularity of those that are supposedly in authority that shouldn't be there in the first place, in Jesus' name. And, Father, we pray against the nonsense of the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccination against all Americans 16 or older, without an expert advisory panel. And we know that previous expert advisory panels were all laced with people that were already beholden to Pfizer and used to work for them or still getting paid by them or something else. We know, Father God, that this is all planned by the deep state, Father God, not just the little deep state United States. This is the global thing, Father. We ask you to bring it all to pass, Father God, and expose the corruption, the greed. We bind every spirit of covetousness and greed, every spirit of hard-heartedness, every spirit of people in authority acting like they're alligators instead of human beings, not caring for human beings, not caring for the children. We bind every one of those spirits. I'm going to get how many billions of dollars? Hey, what did you just read the other day on Wednesday? That they're getting, was it almost $100 million a week or something like that? Father God, and we know some of these people have had their pockets lined. Father God, but man does not. What will a man give in exchange for his soul? Father, send the Holy Ghost to bring conviction to those people that can be convicted, that can repent. You've got Khrushchev to repent. You've got Saul of Tarsus to repent. Father God, you can pour forth of your spirit, and you can do exceeding abundantly, more than we can ask or imagine. We ask many, many, many people, many more whistleblowers to stand up and just tell the truth and not to be intimidated by the nonsense of the so-called FBI that went against whoever that was from Project Veritas, in Jesus. And we ask you to bring everything to the light, Father, in Jesus' name. And we ask for your divine adjudication of the righteous judge concerning the U.S. Army's threats and repercussions for the soldiers who declined to receive the COVID-19 vaccinations, Father, so-called vaccinations, the bioweapon, and saying they're going to bar their promotions, et cetera, those who refuse the job, including the reservists and the Army National Guard, and flagging them from receiving favorable personal actions such as reenlistment bonuses, promotions, or higher ranks, and decorations and other awards. Father God, we ask for your divine intervention and adjudication, because you, Lord Jesus, have all power in heaven and earth. The government's on your shoulders, as your word tells us very, very clearly in Isaiah chapter 9, in Jesus' name, because the government's on your shoulders. You are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. As joint heirs with you, Lord, we're all in agreement in Jesus' name, and that's the name above all names, not only according to Philippians chapter 2, 9-11, and Romans 14:11, and the scripture I read earlier in Isaiah 45, particularly verse 23, because it is written in Isaiah 9, for unto us a child is born, and a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Thank you, Jesus, making peace by the blood of your cross, giving your children divine peace. So, Father, we ask for your divine adjudication, not just concerning the Army, but all the armed force branches, Father God, in Jesus' name, including this person that they ask you to move on, Christine Wormuth. We ask you to put gags in the mouth of all those who would write or decree or say things that are offensive. We bind all the word curses in Jesus' name, even as she wrote in a document on November 16th, kind of said about imposing bars on the soldiers for refusing the mandate in Jesus' name. And we thank you for the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals that's bringing a lot of this up, Father God. And Jesus has put a stay, for when I last heard, I haven't looked at the news that much recently, put a stay on this mandate, and we thank you, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for the moving on the hearts of those in different places, Father God, including the situation was announced on Thursday that the Marine Corps has no plans to immediately expel troops who miss the November 28th deadline. The Navy Secretary, Carlos Del Toro, whose branch oversees the Marines, says unvaccinated, quote, devil dogs, would be treated as in a very respectful manner, which is a nice quote, and evaluated on a case-by-case basis, despite a previous memo warning of uncooperative soldiers would be outright booted from the service. So we thank you, Father God, for your divine help and intervention, Father God. We thank you that your arm's not too short to save. We thank you for your warning, linking angels watching over each of us. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for raising up the body of Christ, Father God, not just those in the political realm and not just the United States and not just those in France that are now demonstrating regularly and not just those that are standing up against the what look like tyranny in New Zealand, Father God, in Jesus' name. Many, many people standing up and saying, no, peacefully demonstrating, but forcefully and peacefully demonstrating using their old native dance, war dance or whatever, Father God. It looked like it really did intimidate the deep state plant that they had as a leader or whatever you want to call that person, supposed to be a president apparently, in New Zealand. And we thank you, Father God. Some of these people who profess to be elected have been placed there, have been put there, just like the CIA. And we, Father, we repent for this country for allowing those people in authority like the CIA and other places that are supposed to be doing the bidding of the people to actually be doing the bidding of those global elites, Father God, to overthrow nations, Father God, and plant little puppets in their place, Father God. It looks like it's turned the table on us, Father God. We ask you to remove this puppet and those that are handling the puppet strings, and we sever all those strings in Jesus' name from the puppets in Jesus' name, not just in this country, in every nation, Father God, in Jesus' name. Because Jesus said, thou shalt decree a thing, that shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways. We ask you to expose what needs to be exposed, and we thank you for doing so. We thank you, Father God, for your divine help and intervention. You said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. And it says, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. We thank you for sending Jesus in your name, Heavenly Father, because you said by your word to Moses before Abraham, I am that I am, in Exodus 3:14. And Jesus, quoting that by your spirit through him, said before Abraham was, I am. That's the name after all this is said and done, after things have changed and different tornadoes and earthquakes and all the nonsense that's been going on, Father God. After all these things, and we bind every spirit trying to control the weather and the atmosphere against Father God's perfect plan. In Jesus' name we speak shalom to the weather and the atmosphere in Jesus' name. And every witchcraft curse sending us to every one of us, including from the full moon, returned at least sevenfold on the heads of spirits this time to do those spirits that attain to dust. We cancel all the curses having to do with the full moon in Jesus' name. We know we had a recent lunar eclipse, Father God, in Jesus' name. And we cancel the assignments of whatever the people on the dark side think that has to do with in Jesus' name. We cancel their assignments, all the curses they've spoken, written, all the incantations, all their ungodly blood sacrifices of animals and people. We cancel their assignments, Father God, because the blood of Jesus, one drop of the blood of Jesus, more powerful than all their sacrifices to Satan in Jesus' name. We thank you for fully delivering us all, and we give you praise and honor and glory. You said, call upon the name of the Lord, and we deliver all whosoever's. It says that in Joel 2:32. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. And that's your name, the name I am that I am. You're going to be around after everything else has been changed, even after Jesus is coming back for his bride. And only Father God knows my name is. Father, help us all to be ready for the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. Help us all. be looking at all the stuff going on around us, but to be fixing our
eyes.
My mouth
is just a jar. I heard a beautiful story.
I've had a tendency in the past.
How you loved me so much. That you died on Calvary.
And so it is written in the last verse of Hebrews chapter 9.
And though I claim that you went back there,
look for him.
And Lord, all my
sins,
things haven't changed. My life is still the same. You're still Lord to me. You're still Lord
to
me. My Father.
In wisdom
and might, I still feel your Praise you, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you for your praise. We give you praise and honor, Lord.